This is an invitation to listen to Reflections of Swaziland, Episode 3, Wondering.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to sleep every night alone on a cold, hard, dirt floor and wonder if you will eat tomorrow or the next day? Have you ever considered all the ways you can encourage your children to believe tomorrow will be better because God loves them and will take care of them, all the while struggling to hide your doubts and fears as you smile at them through your pain? Have you looked into the vacant eyes of a beloved child dying of TB or AIDS, listening as he gasps for every breath? This is the reality of the lives of the people I met in Swaziland. People just like you and me, hurting people who struggle each day to survive, people who love God and trust Him to meet their needs and express that faith in bright smiles and praise-filled song and dance. What a dichotomy amid such dark and threatening imaginations and fears. Over and over I saw that trust in Jesus' love and that incomprehensible joy. Oh God, you have blessed me with a vision of your face in the face of these people. You expressed your loving heart through my hands and feet in a faraway place in a dry, arid land. Oh Lord, what are you doing to my heart?
As you think about my reflections, I pray God will bless your wonderings on how you can express God's love through your hands and feet.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul.
This episode of Reflections of Swaziland was produced in October 2012 by Pam Bedient. It was inspired by a trip to the Ludladi Care Point in July of 2012. The Ludladi Care Point is a community sponsored by the members of the Known to Me weblog in partnership with Children's Hope Chest, a Christian organization dedicated to serving orphan children of the world. Please visit their websites at www.knowntome.net and www.hopechest.org to learn more about the Ludladi Care Point and how to support the work there.